This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN nuclear watchdog says that it has not had access to key Iranian data since February. AP correspondent Mike Gracia elaborates.
The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Monday it has been unable to access key data monitoring Iran's nuclear program since February. The IAEA is the United Nations atomic watchdog. The confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press says the IAEA has not had access to data from its online enrichment monitors, electric seals, or to measurement recordings since February 23rd. That's when Iran began limiting inspections in order to pressure the Biden administration to lift sanctions that were reimposed by then-President Donald Trump in 2018 after Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israel's defense minister Monday distanced himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed the Gaza Strip high-rise housing and Associated Press office and other news outlets, saying the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. In an article published over the weekend, the military chief of staff said that Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi was quoted as saying that the building was destroyed justly and he didn't have a gram of regret. The article also said that he told a foreign source that AP journalists drank coffee each morning in a cafeteria in the building's entrance with Hamas electronics experts, whether they knew it or not. The AP has called those comments patently false, noting that there was not even a cafeteria in that building. Again, the Israel's defense minister is now backing away from those comments. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization called Monday for speedily launching global negotiations to agree on an international treaty on pandemic preparedness and response. He also said that the UN agency required sustainable and flexible funding. The United States may have turned the corner on the coronavirus, but hasn't beaten it yet, AP correspondent Rita Foley.
First, the good news. The rate of infections and deaths in this country is at its lowest level since the earliest days of the pandemic. The secret? The COVID vaccines. More than 50% of Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot, and about 40% are fully vaccinated, according to the Bloomberg COVID tracker. But now the sad news. The U.S. has lost more lives to COVID than any other nation on Earth. More than 594,000 people. Worldwide, more than 3.5 million people have died. I'm Rita Foley.
In prison, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny asked a court on Monday to halt the hourly nighttime checks he's been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking to the court in a video link from prison, Navalny charged that he's done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him a flight risk that has resulted in checks. He argues that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture, telling the judge that you would go mad in a week if subjected to such regular wake-ups. The court later adjourned the hearing until Wednesday. A new study has calculated that more than one-third of global heat deaths can directly be attributed to human-caused climate change. Monday's study is one of the first to go and do a global counting of the toll of climate change and only looks at a fraction of the deaths from warming. More people die each year from storms, flooding, and drought stoked by climate change, according to this research and researchers. Calculate the precise numbers for 732 cities across the globe and say in those cities, nearly 10,000 people a year die from heat stoked by climate change. Study's author says that it's likely more worldwide. Recapping our top story, one of our top stories, the imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has asked a court to halt the hourly nighttime checks he's been subjected to in his penal colony. He spoke to the court in a video link from prison, and he says that he's done nothing that will warrant the authorities' decision to designate him a flight risk that's resulted in the nightly checks. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.